You want that sound that you're expecting.
Yes.
But listen, we were told in advance that this is a concept album, right? Mm-hmm. We knew it wasn't going to be traditional Gaga and that there is another album probably on the way. And I was with you. Mm-hmm. Like, when I heard it was coming out, I was like, eh, really?
Yeah.
And then I woke up that morning and I saw it. I was like, eh, really? Then I listened to it. I was like, yeah, I'm here for it. Ah.
What about your favorite artist? Like, what if the Backstreet Boys came out with an album that was totally off their genre? Would you feel the same?
Such a good question. Okay. Maybe they should have.
What? No.
Okay, I'm a huge BSB fan. Let's be real. Since 2002, everything's fallen flat. Maybe they should have, like, changed to country or something.
But like, how about that? You expect a sound from your favorite artist.
You really do.
And you want that sound. Sometimes when they, evolve and go into a different genre, it is disappointing.
It is disappointing. I'll give you an example. Okay. Ariana Grande. I can't get on board with what she's been doing lately. Can we bring back Seven Rings? Can we bring back Side to Side? Like, I liked her.
Well, she hasn't changed genres, though, has she?
Oh, yeah, she has. Have you listened to her last album? Not at all the same vibe. Like, for me, I go to Ariana Grande for a certain vibe. And the past two albums she's done, for me, has completely changed that vibe. And I can't get on board. I don't like the new version of, that's me personally, of Ariana Grande. I go to Justin Timberlake to hear Justin Timberlake and what I know in pop and folky pop.
Okay, but so that's a great person to bring up, Justin Timberlake. So now you're used to him. It's been so long you've been listening to him. But what about right when he left NSYNC? If he would have stayed just with that over-the-top cheesiness pop and not branch out and not grow and expand, you'd be listening to a certain very pigeonholed version of pop music.
Right, but
him.
He went from being in a band to individual, and as soon as he went individual, he let us know, this is what I'm offering you.
Okay, so what about somebody, like, if we're talking about stay in your lane, do your own thing, don't change, that means Taylor Swift would still be doing country music.
Yeah. Yes, and she should have.
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
How could you say that?
I like Taylor Swift a lot better in her country days.
She would not have. She wouldn't be as big as she is today.
Now she would, because country is really hot right now. Yeah. Now she would be, but she has to change to pop. And I have a feeling because of the industry, they sell pop. They sell the performance, whatever comes with pop. So all the artists are doing pop. And now all the artists are doing country because country sells.
I am personally offended by what Claudia just said. And I feel like you are in your Grinch era right now.
Hey, listen, you don't see, like, Guns N' Roses, The Cure, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Doggy Dogg. It's been years of them sounding for what they are as artists.
Because they fell into their pocket. Then you look at somebody like Post Malone. He's had tons of success over the years. But frankly, I think, you know, him going into this country, like, realm he's going into, he's finding his pocket even more. And he's loving
it. He's the exception. I think he's the only one that could get away with doing so many different genre and sounding good no matter what.
What about cover songs, guys?
Yeah. I mean, thank you, Lady Gaga, for doing it, because you're doing a cover of some, like, OG songs here. We're going back to, like, your childhood. I mean, who doesn't have a good cover, though?
All right, so coming up next, some of our most creative covers from some of the artists we love. On the way, after Elton John and Britney on the Beat 92.5.
The Beat 92.5.
Now with even more fun.
Turn it up.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Mark, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.
To me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby. If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it,
baby.
For a few years, shed a few tears, called each other nicknames like Sugar Plum and Pooh Bear. I'm always on the road, hardly ever home. Always busy this, busy that, can't talk on the phone. I know you aggravated, walk around frustrated. Patience getting short, how longer can you tolerate it? Listen, ma, I'm just motivated. I do this for us, stuck on the grind, trying to elevate it.
Hey,
now,
yo, to really be honest, you stuck with me through my whole struggle. Can't even express the words how much the kid loves you. I'ma stand as a man, never above. I could tell that you different from most. Slightly approach you in the ill. The body, we don't sex every day. But when we sex, we tease in a passionate way. Love the way you touch it, those little elaborate ways. Got the guard feeling released to relax for the day. It's on you,
baby,
ma.
If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby. If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it,
baby.
Mommy, listen, I feel your love for me, baby, and how it moved through you. I've been longing for the moment to talk the truth to you. Listen, I'm never home, I always get up and go. Putting you through the unnecessary rigmarole. I never meant to put 1,000 pounds of stress on your head. I love the way we sleep and how we always cuddle in bed. Baby, I stay embracing your patience, shedding your tears with me. I ask you, my mommy, please continue to bear with me.
We started out broke, constantly on the road. Cutting up in the streets like we would never get old. Went from Lucy's and buses and 50 cent sodas and Novas to Hondas to Lexus to Rovers. Mad years past, still got each other back. Word is born, never screw none of these industry cats, boy. We like Skull and Mulder, walking shoulder to shoulder. Milking this game, watching our seeds getting older.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
In PA, you haven't seen me. They looking good in that Gucci bikini. 38 carats, your ring looking freezing. No matter what I do in the world, you never leave me. Fall back, ma, I make your lifestyle easy. I appreciate the things you do to please me. Looking at my daughter, you never do me greasy.
So how do you feel about artists that kind of go out of their lane and do a different genre, like Beyonce doing country or Lady Gaga doing jazz? I mean, if you take it for what it is, it's great. And how about cover songs?
Well, cover songs are great. Don't get me wrong. But don't drop an album. Be like, hey, guys, wait till I drop my new album and your album is half covers. But I enjoy a good cover. Like Lady Gaga, if she comes up with a Christmas album, I'd be down for it. You know what I mean?
There's enough of those.
Some of our favorite covers, and you could text us over at 92925. Our favorite covers?
So there's just this one that, because you're so used to it sounding a certain way, picture Snoop Dogg, picture Gin and Juice, but you've never heard it like this before.
Country.
Laid back with my mind and my money and my money and my mind.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is this?
The Gourds. No idea who they are.
Gourds.
But I fell in love with this probably like almost 20 years ago. And it's just, amazing.
Wow. And you like this better than the original?
I do.
What? Oh my
gosh.
It's
okay. Kind
of
cool.
We all remember this audition from Britain's Got Talent when Callum Scott became famous for doing the cover of Robin's. Remember Robin? Dancing on My Own.
And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh.
By the way, Callum Scott's going to be in Montreal October 3rd.
Yeah, Thursday night.
This Thursday.
It's so good.
That audition, just phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Like, I mean, and that was a cover.
Every once in a while, they come around and it like far surpasses the original.
The original. Well, so we just got a text in. My favorite cover artist lately is Peyton Parrish, and he currently covers Disney songs, but more like with a rock style.
See, that's super fun. You see that a lot online. They take like a Taylor Swift or anything and then make it completely different.
Yeah.
Mark, how about like covers? Sometimes you actually only know the new one.
Yeah, like, you think that they're the original.
The most famous cover of all time.
I never knew this.
Wild.
So this is an original.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
You thought that...
Right?
You thought Whitney was the OG of I Will Always Love You, but it's actually Dolly Parton's song.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, but she covered it so well. Oh my gosh.
One of the biggest songs in the world.
One of the biggest songs in the world.
It's 6:12. Good morning. We got Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise coming up, plus Sabrina Carpenter as well. And time to take a look at Montreal traffic for this Monday morning for Adonis. For fresh, quality meat, Adonis is your destination until October 2nd. Whole chicken is only $1.99 a pound. How the roads looking, Kim?
Things are filling in quickly. La Fontaine Tunnel outbound's now reaching for Yves Prévost. Inbound, a little busy around Île Charron. Champlain, crowded around Taschereau. Mercier's 132 is at the lights. Gallipot, busy around Boulevard Perrault, Illatour. Picks up volume around Chateau Vaudreuil. And as usual, for this time, Laval routes are our busiest. So a close-up of the 13 and the 15 is next. Desjardins Mortgage representatives are available whenever and wherever you need them, 7 days a week. To learn more, visit desjardins.com/representative. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat, 92.5.
Are you familiar with the Government Authentication Service? It enables you to access a number of Gouvernement du Québec online services with a single account. This year, the Government Authentication Service will provide access to other government online services. So get ready. Follow the lead of over 1.5 million people and create your account by visiting quebec.ca/government-authentication. It's quick, easy, and secure. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the mattress experts. In 1994, the very first Dormez-vous opened in Montreal, 30 years already. To celebrate this occasion, we've got offers that'll make you relive the best of the 90s.
The time has come. Linen Chest's annual in-store warehouse sale is finally here. Save up to 75% on a huge selection of merchandise for bed, bath, kitchen, dining, and giftware. Over $10 million of inventory to liquidate before the new collection arrives. Treasures for every room in your home with many items below cost. Linen Chest's annual in-store warehouse sale is now on in all stores. This is your chance to save big.
Feeling overwhelmed? Sometimes all you need is someone to listen. At TELAID Montreal, we're here for you. Call 514-935-1101. From 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., we're listening every single day. TELAID Montreal, here to listen.
Working construction isn't easy. You get up early, your back hurts, it's dark out. You put on your cold boots, and you get into your Silverado, and you get to install studs and put up walls! Woohoo! Getting to the construction site in a Chevrolet Silverado makes a big difference. Get up to $11,500 cash purchase credit on select 2024 Silverado 1500 models. Conditions apply. Details at ChevroletOffers.ca.
Why, hello there. It's time to treat your eyes and your wallet. At Iris, we've got a deal that's too good to pass up. Until November 24th, get $100 off the frame of your first pair of prescription glasses and 50% off the lenses of your second pair. Double the fashion, double the savings. What are you waiting for? Head to iris.ca and book your appointment today. Some restrictions apply. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Jai Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
Craving a taste of Italy? Visit Enoteca Monza for delectable Italian cuisine. Indulge in our delicious pizzas, freshly made pastas, and expertly paired wines. Enjoy classic Italian cuisine prepared with the best ingredients. Discover the true flavors of Italy at Enoteca Monza. Ciao, Bella.
Behind every...
The paperwork wasn't as bad as I thought.
A broker prepared the promise to purchase, reviewed the inspection report, the seller's declaration, their certificate of location.
Certificate of location. What was that again?
Behind every transaction, a real estate broker is working for you.
Tired of constantly adjusting your electric baseboard heaters or wasting money heating an empty home? Meet Misa. Misa smart thermostats let you control your home's temperature from anywhere with just your phone. With a quick 15-minute installation, say goodbye to your old dial and hello to smart, easy comfort. Save up to $350 on Misa smart thermostats for baseboard heaters with bonuses from Hilo by Hydro-Quebec. Visit getmisa.com/hilo. That's getmysa.com/hilo.
In 2024, Pete could have gone on the two-week ATV trip he'd always dreamed of. In 2023, he could have taken his ATV and gone salmon fishing with his buddies. In 2022, he could have loaded his ATV on his truck and gone in search of distant new trails. Except that in 2021, Pete died while driving his ATV.
With an ATV, you can reverse, but you can never go back. Speed, alcohol, drugs, never on an ATV. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Planning a big Italian meal? Get all your ingredients at one place. Bertucci, Quebec's biggest Italian specialty market. The largest selection of cheese, cold cuts, olive oil, and more, all at wholesale prices. Visit 6205 Boulevard Couture, weekdays 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 to 3. Bertucci.ca.
Planning your business's digital transformation can raise some questions. What practices can be automated? Which processes should be prioritized? How can the technology be optimized? But planning this transformation with Desjardins Business provides answers. From financing to specialized resources, we're focused on whatever it takes to help you accelerate your move to digital and stay competitive. Because at Desjardins Business, we do business together.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the mattress experts. In 1994, the very first Dormez-vous opened in Montreal, 30 years already. To celebrate this occasion, we've got offers that'll make you relive the best of the 90s.
6:17 coming up at 6:40. Your chance to go MTL Zipline when we play Spit It Out.
Yeah, so I went apple picking to pick apples this weekend, but noticed that a lot of people were there to take picks rather than picking apples.
Just ahead of Coolio, here's Montreal traffic with Kim.
13 South, slowing Dagenais to the 40, and watch out for a stall just after Henry Bourassa. 15 South, crowded through Blainville to the 640, then it slows the 440 to Henry Bourassa, where we have an accident. Med westbound, slow Pinouf to Saint-Laurent, where we have that metal construction plate making a speed bump, and of course, it's crowded between the 15s. Charge ahead with the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV, a vehicle you know, value you'd expect, and a dealer right down the street. Ready to go EV? Chevrolet's got you. I'm Kim Curran, Montreal traffic.
Now back to the hits.
Let's go.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Mark, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix.
The Beat 92.5.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Got the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my 10 in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. The money, money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking. What's going on in the kitchen? But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Start your day.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Mark, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5. Hey.
was another gorgeous weekend in Montreal, right?
Absolutely gorgeous. And I mentioned this last week. I was really excited about the fact that we got together as a family to go apple picking. But not just the four of us. So we went with my parents, my aunt, and my cousins. So there were 10 of us.
That's a whole crew. That's a lot of apples.
That's a lot of apples. And it's also a lot of phones and a lot of pictures. So it didn't take two steps into orchard?
Orchard, yeah.
Thank you. I'm like, orchid, that's a flower. In the orchard, for everyone to start taking out their phones and start taking pictures. And we're not apple picking. It's 45 minutes in at this point, and none of us have picked one apple because we're trying to get that perfect, you know, family picture. And at one point, Lily Blue had to say, okay, guys, like, enough with the pictures. Ugh. Can we just be in the moment? Can we just do what we're supposed to be doing here, which is picking apples?
Like, listen, you want to be in the moment, but what did you wear to go apple picking? And there's a reason I'm asking it.
Okay, so we wore same colors.
See, there you go. You were
and we weren't the only ones. We weren't the only ones.
No,
we saw
not.
All kinds of little families. They were so cute, all wearing like the plaid flannel sweaters, and everybody was like matchy-matchy, and it was so cute. But you know, they're there to take the pictures.
Exactly.
But do you guys find that these days we're missing those moments?
Yes.
It's so easy for me to live in the moment and everything else.
Yeah.
And just hearing you talk about this, like, oh, I don't want to say it because I feel like a bad parent for saying this. But my kids turn to me all the time,
mm-hmm.
and they're young, and they say, Dad, put down your phone.
Yes.
I hate that. Sometimes we're just hanging on the basement even. Something as small as that, they're like, put down your phone.
Yeah. Ugh. The problem with taking pictures with your phone is because you can always get a better one. You see it right away and you want to get a better one. Before, with the cameras we had, most of the time we couldn't even see the pictures we were taking. So it was like, we'll take one or two and we'll put it away, right? But now it's like, oh, this one wasn't good. The lighting wasn't good. Let's retake it. And we spend so much time and energy taking pictures instead of enjoying apple picking. I was disappointed in myself. I'd been waiting for this activity for 6 years.
So I have no pictures of my daughter's graduation. Maybe one.
Okay.
Because I said to myself when I was sitting there that I want to enjoy the moment with my own eyes, and because I know what happens. You start videoing and I start losing myself like in my phone.
Yeah.
And because of it, I have zero pictures. I barely remember the moment.
Do you have a regret now that she doesn't have a picture to show for it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but yeah. I really tried to like put the phone away and enjoy that moment of her graduating.
So it's funny because the one place I'm able to do that is if I go to a concert. Because it bothers me when I see everybody else out on their phone. Mm-hmm. So it's like I want to be in the moment and like enjoy it as much as possible and not get lost in my phone. Because really, when are you going to look back at something like a concert? With kids, it's different. I feel like you do look back at those pictures and it brings you back to that moment.
I got to say, I got some really great pictures of us apple picking. And I'll show you after. I'm going to brag about those pictures.
How many apples are in your bag? Almost nothing?
Almost nothing.
Jennifer Lopez coming up. Jamie Fine as well. And we're going to be playing Spit It Out, your chance to win MTL Zipline tickets. Montreal traffic right now. Here's Kim.
13 South slowing dash and 8 to the 40. And watch out for Saul just after Henry Bourassa. 15 South busy through Blainville, then slows the 440 to about Henry Bourassa where they're clearing an accident. Midwest slow Pinneuf to St. Laurent where we have that metal plate making a speed bump and it's crowded between the 15s. 40 East heading for the Illitoris. It tightens up at St. Charles Ave. 20 East the Gallipo's backing to about Donkey Shot. Book 4 months in advance and save $400 per family of four on packages to Curaçao with Air Canada Vacations. Book at aircanadavacations.com today. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat 92.5.
Honoring music from Indigenous artists.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. Surrender, it's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth that even the darkest days and the bad times are better than twos.
Ready to play Spit It Out at 92925 if you want to join either Claudia's team or Lee's team this morning.
That's right. You have a chance to win a family pass to the MTL Zipline Experience in the Old Port of Montreal. Did you know that they're open daily until mid-October and then weekends until December? How much fun would it be to do when you have snow everywhere? Like, all you see is, like, white. Oh, it must be so fun.
See, you picture that. I picture me dressed as Santa going down the zip line.
That right? would be so cool.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would. Now you just, did you just challenge yourself?
I'm pretty sure. Listen, you get to decide how you go dressed down the zip line if you win. And you're going to. So if you want to play, text now, 92925. All we need is your name.
Unstoppable from Sia is coming up after Spit It Out and Montreal Traffic Now for a Monday morning with Kim.
All the champagne. Planes back into about Milan, then it tightens up at Atwater to get through Turcotte. Mercier 132 is at the lights, 138 the Bingo Hall. 20 East at Gallipot backing just past Jean Quichotte. 40 East the Illatorre starting to reach for the 30-40 split. Med westbound, slow going from La Cordaire to Saint Laurent, where we have that construction plate, and it's crowded, of course, between the 215s. Discover the VinFast VF9, a family-friendly 7-seater EV SUV with legroom, all-wheel drive, and 10-year battery warranty. Visit VinFastAuto.ca for details. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Are you familiar with the Government Authentication Service? It enables you to access a number of Gouvernement du Québec online services with a single account. This year, the Government Authentication Service will provide access to other government online services. So get ready. Follow the lead of over 1.5 million people and create your account by visiting quebec.ca/government-authentication. It's quick, easy, and secure. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. With Beneva, your commercial vehicles hit the road with a full tank of protection. Beneva. Compare us. It's worth it.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Working construction isn't easy. You get up early, your back hurts. It's dark out, you put on your cold boots, and you get into your Silverado, and you get to install studs and put up walls! Woohoo! Getting to the construction site in a Chevrolet Silverado makes a big difference. Get up to $11,500 cash purchase credit on select 2024 Silverado 1500 models. Conditions apply. Details at ChevroletOffers.ca.
At Desjardins, we're here to help with all your home projects. Financing your first semi-detached or a split level with garage attached. Renewing the mortgage on your condo, refinancing your bungalow for a big reno. It would look great, you know. No matter your project, let us guide you through every step of the financing process. Learn about our offers and special rates. Visit Desjardins.com/homeowner. On approved credit by Desjardins.
Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Seize thy offer and refuse thy frames.
How could I refuse my name?
No, your frames, Romeo, you could use a new pair. It's 2-for-1 on several designer frames at New Look. Book your appointment now. Until November 10th, certain conditions apply. Jacinthe Laurando Optician.
The Joker
is a monster.
I just want to blow it all up.
This Friday.
His depraved acts of violence led to riots by his followers.
Nobody knew I existed. But look around. Look at all these people. Who do you think they see?
You can do anything you want. You're Joker.
Joker. Only in theaters Friday.
You head out into the great unknown, trailer in tow. Your Toyota Tundra pulls the load with ease. The suspension hugs the potholes scattered along the road. Suddenly, thunder rumbles somewhere above. Nope, that's your stomach. It's time to stop dreaming about that new Toyota and start driving one. Discover the Tundra, available now at your local Toyota dealer, and check out our amazing offers at shoptoyota.ca.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise? Also $15.
Yeah, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of 5 mouth-watering dishes for just $15. Until October 6th, dine in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our favorites at $15 promotion.
Is your teen always on their phone? Social media keeping you awake until late at night? Contact Gambling Help and Referral for support and information. It's confidential, free, and available 24/7. Call or chat via gamblinghelp.quebec.
StruckTube is excited to announce the opening of its new store located at 70 Peel Street in Griffintown. StruckTube is the destination to discover trendy furniture styles at exceptional prices. StruckTube, low prices, amazing styles.
Voyagebergeron.com.
Save more and explore more in La Romana, Tulum, and San Andres with Sunwing Vacations.
Voyagebergeron.com.
Listen up. Let's go.
Spit it out
with the Beat Breakfast Club.
Good morning, Invodre. Amanda, hello.
Morning, morning.
Good morning, Amanda. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
And Jason is in Pancour. Hey, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Jason?
Not much. How are you guys?
We're fantastic.
So good.
All right. You guys are battling out to win a family pass for the MTL Zipline Experience. So much fun. Amanda, you're player number one. Who would you like to play with this morning?
Gosh, I don't know.
Lee or Claudia?
Claudia.
Come on. Why? Amanda.
Because she knows she's going to win, right?
I'm true to Claudia.
All right.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Amanda, you ready?
Yeah, I'm
ready.
Here
we go. Spit it out in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, when you're thirsty, you drink a bottle of?
Water.
The opposite of light is?
Heavy.
When you're in your car and you're not moving, you're stuck in?
Traffic?
Yes. So if you're not shaped as an apple, sometimes they say you're shaped as a?
Pear.
Yeah, this falls from the sky in the winter.
No.
We have these all over our body to keep our bodies together. Skeletons are made of them.
Bones.
A sport with a ball and rackets.
Tennis.
You take this on a trip to put your
wow.
Your. How many did we get?
Unbelievable.
Seven.
You've got seven right
Amanda.
Answers.
Monday morning.
Oh my God.
I think I just woke up. I just woke up. I'm awake.
That's
okay.
The worst time ever for me for you to wake up.
All right. Jason and Lee, you've got your work cut out for you, boys. You guys ready?
Oh, we're ready.
Okay, let's do this, Jason.
Here we go. Spit it out in 3, 2, 1, go.
At the park, you would go down this and go, wee!
Fly.
The insect that makes honey.
Bee.
If it's hot out, you sit in this dark area.
Shade.
It's the capital city of British Columbia.
Vancouver.
If you want to eat healthy, it's green and leafy.
Kale.
The more general.
Lettuce.
PB&J, it's the J.
Jam.
If you want to ring a... Ooh.
4 or 5. You guys were so close. You did very well, but you're one short of 7. You guys got 6.
I know.
You got 6, but it was well done. Very well played. I'm impressed. It's Monday morning.
This was the best one we've had yet. 6 lost it today.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what happened here, but hey, it was a ton of fun. Jason, thank you so much for being on the show. Amanda,
hey, thank you so much.
You're the big winner.
Wow.
Just won a family pass for the Montreal Zipline Experience happening in the Old Port of Montreal. You're going to have a ton of fun.
I got to dress up like Santa now.
Thanks, Amanda. Hang on the line, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, it's 6:45. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the debut of the easiest quiz in the world. Your chance to win an easy 1,000.
So good. Literally the easiest cash you're ever going to win. $1,000 every single day, 8 a.m.
Got David Guetta coming up. And right now, this is Sia with Unstoppable on the Beat 92.5, Montreal's Perfect Mix. Good morning.
I'll smile. I know what it takes to fool this down. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
I'm so confident.
Start your day.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Mark, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.
I want you for the dirty and clean. When you're waking in your dreams, make me bite my tongue and make me scream. See, I got everything that you need. Ain't nobody gonna do it like me. We are burning.
From the Beat Breakfast Club, it is Claudia, Mark, Kim, and Lee. It is also National Day of Truth and Reconciliation.
And this day is just so important. We've obviously come such a long way. It's so amazing that we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. But man, do we have a long way to go. If I've learned anything about my personal struggles, my personal journey, and it's the way that I'm able to relate to certain days like this, is that the first step is admitting you have a problem.
Yes.
And boy, does our country, our culture, our world have a problem. And this is just the first step in trying to right some of those wrongs.
Yeah.
Or just admitting that, hey, let's have a conversation about this.
Exactly. Opening the channel of communication, educating ourselves, and moving forward with what we know from the history and making sure that, you know, we could better ourselves every single day.
We can't necessarily go back and change the things that have happened, but we could work together to make sure that tomorrow's better.
Yes. Well said.
This morning on The Beat and all day, we're also going going to be honoring music from Indigenous artists coming up again later on this hour. Plus, Kim will let us know what's open and what's closed today a little later on in our newscast as we kick off with that website programming error that had the SAQ products accidentally on sale this weekend, Kim?
Yeah, Computer Glitch had products listed at 30% off for 8.5 hours overnight Friday into Saturday morning. The issue was fixed quickly when they found the problem. They don't know what happened, only that it was a programming error and not a virus or a hack. Now, the Port of Montreal dock workers at two terminals are going to kick off a three-day strike this morning. They've been without a collective agreement since December. We're not able to settle by yesterday's deadline. The Port of Montreal is the largest container port in Eastern Canada, so this strike could affect 40% of containers. Oh, it is Truth and Reconciliation Day, and it's a federal holiday, so there are some closures. Government buildings like Service Canada and the passport offices are closed. As for provincial and municipal offices, some are closed, some are not. So check with your local office directly. And most of the major banks are closed. Some of the postal services unavailable, including Canada Post and Purolator. Taking a look at your drive-in, a little bit lighter than usual. 20 East, the Gallipoe's backing to DeLille. 40 East, the Illatort starting to reach for the 30-40 split. And the Midwest is slow from Pinneuf to Saint-Laurent, where we still have that metal construction plate. Book 4 months in advance and save $400 per family of four on packages to Curaçao with Air Canada Vacations. Book at aircanadavacations.com today. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
It's going to be another gorgeous fall day. Sunshine with a high of 22. Tomorrow, also beautiful. Mix of sun and clouds with a high of 23. Right now, it's 14 in Montreal.
So I think we can all agree we all have different showering habits. Claudia found out something that Lee and I do a little indecent in the shower.
It's gross.
Not together. Not together.
What it is after the weekend.
Oh my God.
Breakfast Club. With Claudia, Mark, Kim, and Lee. Oh. Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5. We're dancing.
Great song from The Weeknd to kick off your Monday morning. It's Dancing in the Flames. 6:57. We are just about an hour away from the debut of the easiest quiz in the world.
I'm so excited. I think we're going to have such a fun time with this game.
It's your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 8 o'clock. So earlier on, I don't know how we started talking about this before we started the show, about this one thing that Lee and I don't do in the shower very often.
Yeah, that has me a little flabbergasted, I have to say.
Flabbergasted. Well, come twice, flabbergasted over there.
I am flabbergasted. I could not believe that you wash your hair with shampoo twice a year.
Like, yeah, a few, like max three times a year. Like, it's really not a lot. I think everybody overwashes their hair.
Yeah, but hold on. There's overwashing and then there's not washing at all. Okay, so what do you wash with?
Like on a regular basis?
Yeah,
water.
Water.
I rinse out the little product that's in my hair. Listen, look at me. I got phenomenal hair
over
here.
You really do. And I think that's why I'm so surprised. You have a great set of hair, I have to admit. It looks shiny, looks poofy. I'm questioning what your scalp smells like. And I'm questioning because my kids didn't know how to shampoo properly for the longest time, right? Because they're little and they would just go with whatever they would find and not much shampoo. And their scalp would smell like scalp instead of smelling like nice, clean hair.
But it gives you good hair. That's exactly what because I find when I put shampoo, my hair gets really like poofy.
It's the opposite. It goes like limp for me, my hair. No, so
smell your hair?
You can, but if you start using shampoo, I feel like that you then need to use more shampoo. When your body gets used to something, you need to do it more and more.
Well, it depends how many times. Like if you shampoo once a week, I mean, if you went to once a week, that would make sense. I understand. I wash my hair every 4 or 5 days myself. But I mean, to wash your hair with shampoo three times a year.
Okay, come smell my hair. You wanted to smell my hair. Come smell my hair. And then Mark is about to, I think, blow our mind with something that's a bit.
Yeah. It's all good?
Don't even start that.
Okay.
Get out of here.
It smells a little scalpy.
I'm not gonna lie.
Speaking of shower habits, there's a little bit of a debate going on TikTok right now. Listen to this TikTok.
I was just informed that there are people who use washcloths in the shower as a grown adult. Are you serious? This can't be real. You're telling me that you are going to use a bacteria-infested cloth rather than just using your hands? Your hands are free, bro.
Washcloth in the shower.
It's
interesting. Another debate. I'm sure you use your hands. You guys use your hands?
I use the bar of soap.
Like directly on your skin?
Well, I mean, directly on the skin, but like everywhere? Like that's just the...
Yeah.
Really?
You use the washcloth?
I do not use it. I just use my hands. But do you share that bar of soap with other people?
Is there hair in there?
It's a family bar of soap. I don't know.
A family bar of soap?
They use a loofah. Washcloth.
Okay, there you go.
Loofah's even worse. So yes, washcloth, but it's always a new one. First of all, I don't leave it there.
That would be gross.
Yeah, that would be. But some people do. It's like a loofah. People leave them in their showers for like years.
It's gross because once it's damp, you got to throw that thing out. So you do washcloth.
Yeah, and sometimes out of the shower. So that's something you don't know about me yet. I've talked about this before. I like a good cloth wash out of the shower, the PTA, like the important parts.
You washcloth and cloth wash. Cloth wash.
I do both.
It's two different washes.
Yeah, two different types of washes.
Like on the go? Like when you're in the bathroom here?
What do you mean? Cloth in the shower and cloth wash out of the shower. Yeah. So that if I don't have to wash my hair, but I want to feel fresh, I kind of just, put a little bit of soap on my
cloth.
But
not in place of a shower, as like an additional one in a day. That doesn't replace a shower.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. And I have a smelly scalp? That's
disgusting.
You were
talking about overwashing your skin. Were you not?
Well, no, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't replace a shower. If you need a shower...